Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast for Resurrection Lutheran Church in Lebanon, Ohio. Each week, the sermon and the text it is based upon will be uploaded for your spiritual edification. You can also watch our entire worship service online through our website or Facebook page. The sermon for December 24th, 2024, Christmas Eve, is based on Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 20. The preacher is Pastor Corey Wagonfield, and the sermon title is Do Not Be Afraid. Grace and peace to you from Emmanuel, God with us. Amen. I feel my heart pounding in my chest. My breath is shallow and quick. My hands are clammy and trembling. A cold sweat has formed on the back of my neck. My stomach twists into tight knots. My mind races and I'm trapped in a whirlwind of thoughts. My body is frozen, yet every fiber of my being screams to move. I'm standing on the edge of something dangerous, unsure whether to go forward or to stay. The fear has completely engulfed me. I can imagine this is what my daughter was going through when I dragged her onto her first ever thrill ride, the slingshot at Kings Island. In case you are unfamiliar with that ride, it is a giant steel ball that they strap you into with harnesses, and it's connected to giant elastic bands on tall pillars. They put tension on the bands, and then they release the metal ball as you are slingshotted 35 stories into the air at speeds of 60 miles per hour. While it may not have been my proudest parenting moment, this was the first thrill ride I took my six-year-old daughter on at Kings Island. I knew she was nervous, but I figured once she rode it, she'd fall in love with it, just like I had. And so my response to her fear-induced panic was to lean over to her as she is strapped into this steel ball and tell her, "Do not be afraid. You're totally safe." Do not be afraid. It sounds easy enough when you're the one giving the advice. But when you are the one raked with fear, can we truly hear those words? And can they bring us comfort? There are some people in our Christmas story that we heard this evening who know a thing or two about fear. The shepherds were doing what they did every night, watching over their flocks in the fields. But then an angel of the Lord appears to them. And we're told that the glory of the Lord shone all around them. Just imagine that scene, an ordinary night turned into an overwhelming display of blinding divine light as a multitude of angels appear before you. And as is often the case in Scripture, the first words that the angel speaks to the frightened shepherds are, "Do not be afraid." Fear is a natural response to the presence of the divine. In the Bible, whenever God's glory is revealed in a powerful way, people are struck with awe and confusion and fear. Yet the angel's words are not just meant to calm the shepherds in that moment. They carry a deeper message. The message of the angel is that the glory of God, God's presence in the world, while it may seem overwhelming in that moment, is not something to be feared, but something to be embraced with joy and hope. God comes to us in love. The shepherds were often outcasts in their society, living on the margins. They weren't the ones people expected to be chosen to hear such an announcement. But the good news of great joy was for them too. Do not be afraid, the angel says. You have a reason to rejoice, because today, in the city of David, a Savior has been born unto you. Yes, even you, lowly shepherds. The message rings true for us today as well. God comes near to us on Christmas, and there is no reason to fear, for Jesus is our Savior, bringing hope, peace, and love. Do not fear. Before the angel spoke to the shepherds, the same phrase was spoken to a young woman named Mary. When the angel Gabriel appeared to Mary, she was deeply troubled, we are told, by his greeting. Gabriel says, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." And at that moment, the angel says to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God." Mary was probably afraid of the sudden display of God's glory, but she also had to have some trepidation at the news the angel was bringing. She was just a young woman, engaged to be married, and suddenly she was told that she would conceive a child by the Holy Spirit. I'm sure that the announcement didn't make much sense. It was bewildering, overwhelming. But again, the angel reassures her, "Do not be afraid. God has a purpose for her that she could not yet fully understand. But in her response of faith, she would be a part of God's miraculous plan." Mary says, "Let it be to me according to your word." Like Mary, we too often face moments of uncertainty and fear when God is calling us into something new. We may not understand it, or it may just seem impossible. But God's message remains the same. Do not be afraid. When God calls us, God equips us. When God asks us to take a step of faith, God is with us. Christmas is that reminder that God's purpose is ever unfolding. And even when we are afraid, we can trust that God is continuing God's work of love, justice, and peace. Do not be afraid. The message, "Do not be afraid," is not just a comforting phrase to ease our nerves. It's a profound invitation. An invitation to experience the presence of God in a new way. It's a message that transcends time and place from then to now. It speaks to our fears and our anxieties. It invites us to lay down our burdens and to trust in the peace that Christ brings. For the shepherds, it was an invitation to rejoice in the birth of their Savior. For Mary, it was an invitation to trust in God's plans for her life. And for us, it is an invitation to live in the light of God's perfect love, made known to us in Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, God with us. When we look at the manger this Christmas Eve, we see that God chose to come near. The Savior was not born in a palace, but in a humble stable, surrounded by animals and wrapped in swaddling clothes. And in this fragile form of a baby, God shows us that we do not need to be afraid. For God has come to walk alongside us and to transform our lives. So later on tonight, when we blow out that last candle, candle and we leave this place, let us carry that message in our hearts. That God's coming was not just an event of long ago, but an invitation to live in the present, trusting in God and living with faith. Whatever fears we may face, whether they are fears of the future, fears about our families, fears of the unknown, let us remember that Christ is with us. Jesus' birth is a promise that we do not have to face life alone. The Savior has come, and we need not be afraid. Merry Christmas to you all, and may the peace of Christ fill your hearts and lives now and always. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to the Resurrection Lutheran Church Weekly Sermon Podcast. If you would like to know more about our congregation, visit us at rlc-lebanon.org. That's rlc-lebanon.org. Resurrection Lutheran Church is a church of the ELCA, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. We are located in Lebanon, Ohio, and have two Sunday worship services at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Our mission is to reach people with the love of Jesus Christ. All people, regardless of age, race, socioeconomic status, gender identity, sexual orientation, or cultural background, are welcome at RLC.